Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people know that patents, copyrights, and trade secrets are examples of intangible assets on a company's balance sheet. But what you may not be aware of is that approximately 80% of the value of the Standard & Poor's 500 is comprised of these types of assets. And our next guest says that doesn't mean that these companies are overvalued as much as it shows how important innovation and intellectual property are to success in today's increasingly competitive business environment. Dirk Brown is the director of the Faber Entrepreneurship Center at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, the host organization for their annual Innovation and Intellectual Property Summit coming to Wild Dunes April 19th through the 21st. Dirk, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Great to be here.
Let's just go right to this summit. It's all about patents, trademarks, and copyrights?
Well, actually, we've expanded this year, Mike, to include innovation more broadly. And one of the keynote speakers, Rachel Reinitz, who's the CTO of IBM's Bluemix Garage, is going to come in and talk about how IBM, as one of the world's most innovative companies, has taken an incubator model and run that model on an international basis to try and help them spawn innovation on a local basis and then pull that into their company. So talking not just about intellectual property, not just about protecting innovation legally, but driving more innovation into these larger companies.
And so do you see this as a trend? You mentioned IBM, but is this a trend across the country and these larger companies to try to bring innovation in maybe a little quicker?
Yeah, we definitely see that. And we see that across a variety of different market verticals as well. In fact, in this Innovation and IP Summit, we used to focus primarily on intellectual property. So thinking about how do you use patents and trademarks and copyrights to enhance the value of your enterprise. But we've broadened our scope of this event, this summit that we hold every year, to include this idea of how do you also drive and manage innovation, because that is really become more and more the key for these larger companies, whether or not you protect it as intellectual property.
And so has this brought new challenges to the forefront as far as protecting this intellectual property?
It has, but it's brought some new challenges, it's brought some new opportunities. And what's interesting is that those challenges and opportunities have a lot of similarities across different markets. And so what we've done at this summit is brought together folks from the high-tech industry, from academia, from banking industries or finance industries, and a variety of different types of markets to talk about how they drive innovation into their companies and how they protect those innovations in the form of intellectual property. And what we're finding is that there's a lot of learning that goes on between these different companies as they share best practices.
And of course, the University of South Carolina is a research university, and so intellectual property comes out of there and makes its way into the business world.
It absolutely does. In fact, we have the dean of the Moore School, Peter Bruce, is going to be talking, he's going to be a lunch speaker at the summit, talking about not only how we drive innovation from academia into the private sector, but also how we educate our students to understand how to drive innovation and protect innovation in the private sector.
Dirk, who else is the summit bringing in to speak this year?
Well, we're bringing an international audience of participants and speakers. We've got folks coming in from Europe, from Asia. From the U.S., we've got Alex Butler, who's the vice president of IT for Bloomberg, is going to come in and talk about how they think about protecting their innovations in that market vertical. We've got John Scully coming in from Bank of America, managing director at Bank of America, talking about the how to protect innovation in the finance sector. We've got also Commissioner Keefe, who's the Commissioner of the U.S. International Trade Commission, coming in to talk about how we think about innovation and intellectual property and its import on the U.S. international trade situation as well. So a very broad scope of speakers talking about the subject.
Well, tell us who would benefit most from attending this particular event and give us the dates and place again.
Sure. Well, the event is targeted at senior operating executives for companies, but what we're finding is that several folks who are interested in innovation in earlier stage companies are attending, as well as some folks that are running traditional companies but are interested in potentially driving more innovation into their companies. And so we're finding a broad range of participants interested. The dates are April 19th to the 21st. We have a reception the evening of the 19th and then the main conference on the 20th and the 21st. And it's at Wild Dunes, which is a great venue, as you know, Mike, right near Charleston, South Carolina.
Dirk, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Dirk Brown is the director of the Faber Entrepreneurship Center at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. We will have a link to his organization and to the upcoming Innovation and Intellectual Property Summit posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just click on podcasts. There we are with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.